accepting our present circumstances. Our very first problem is to accept our present circumstances as they are, ourselves as we are, and the people about us as they are. This is to adopt a realistic humility without which no genuine advance can ever begin. Again and again, we shall need to return to that unflattering point of departure. This is an exercise in acceptance that we can profitably practice every day of our lives, provided we strenuously avoid turning this realistic service of the facts of life into unrealistic alibis for apathy or defeatism. They can be the sure foundation upon which increased emotional health and therefore spiritual progress can be built. As Bill says it, page 44, when I am having a difficult time accepting people, places, or events, I turn to this passage and it relieves me of many an underlying fear regarding others or situations life presents me. The thought allows me to be human and not perfect, and to regain my peace of mind.